You're listening to SBS News.
Not even a week after Australians woke up to empty Facebook feeds, the social media giant has decided to reverse its decision to block Australian news content and media organisations from its site. Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg on Tuesday afternoon announced news content would be back after the government agreed to amend the media bargaining code.
Facebook is now going to engage in good faith negotiations with the commercial players, and our message from Paul and I to Australian news media businesses is no doubt to sit at that table and hopefully conclude the deals.
Communications Minister Paul Fletcher says Australia has international support, including from India and Canada, to continue discussions.
This is about ensuring that we have a diverse news media sector in Australia, so important for our democracy and also so important. We're not talking just about the large media businesses, but also small and regional publishers. That's why it's important that the code sets out a clear mechanism for the platforms to make a default offer that can be taken up by smaller or regional media businesses.
Last week, Facebook blocked Australian users from sharing, posting or viewing news links in response to Australia's mandatory bargaining code, which sought to make tech giants compensate news publishers for content. Social media pages from news organisations went silent, and even a number of non-news pages were swept up in the ban. State Health Department social media pages, charity and not-for-profit organisations, and even the Bureau of Meteorology had their content removed. They had hoped to gain the upper hand, but Facebook was instead hit with a flood of criticism. The ban was widely condemned across the globe, with international leaders standing in solidarity with the Australian government. Now that a compromise has been reached, Facebook says it's pleased.
After further discussions, we are satisfied that the Australian government has agreed to a number of changes and guarantees that address our core concerns about allowing commercial deals that recognise the value our platform provides to publishers relative to the value we receive from them.
So far, the big commercial players, Seven West Media, Nine, News Corp and The Guardian, have struck deals with Google to show their content on its News Showcase platform. Facebook wants to bring its Facebook News service to the country, but is yet to sign any deals with local publishers. Amendments to the code will give parties more time to broker agreements before they are forced to enter binding arbitration, something both Google and Facebook were strongly opposed to. If a deal could not be reached, final offer arbitration would bring both the news publisher and the digital platform to the table. Both would present their proposed deals to an independent mediator, who would then pick one, and that would become binding under law. Mr. Frydenberg says tech giants are on board with the idea of commercial deals.
Well, let's just see what happens in coming days in respect to commercial deals. It's certainly the intention from Mark Zuckerberg, as he explained to me, was to do commercial deals. And they are pretty advanced with a number of parties. They were ahead of their actions last Thursday, and obviously that was interrupted. And now they have re-engaged with the parties.
Mr. Fletcher says consideration has been given to smaller media publishers.
The requirement in the legislation for the Treasurer to consider the extent to which commercial deals have been done before he makes a decision to designate will be important in terms of smaller and regional publishers. There's a mechanism there for a default offer for smaller and regional publishers, and of course the Treasurer will be able to have consideration to whether there are deals in place, not just for the large publishers, but also for those smaller and regional publishers.
As for when news pages will be back, Mr. Frydenberg says he'll leave that part to Facebook.
That's a question for the engineers at Facebook, but certainly their commitment, both in their statement as well as in the words to me directly from Mark Zuckerberg, where news content will be restored to Facebook's Australian platform.
Media experts are urging Australians to think of this episode as a moment of reflection on our reliance on Facebook and other tech giants. Mr. Frydenberg says the government is looking to resume advertising on Facebook after it withdrew funding during the news ban. Sofia Petrovic, SBS News.